As me and the other dads push our strollers to the coffee shop, we talk about a lot of stuff. Bottle weaning, daycare providers, and how to best administer a timeout. But one topic that is sure to come up is you. And by you, I mean the boomers, the 60s generation. And we know you well. You're our parents, our bosses, our elected officials. As you celebrate your milestones on PBS, please realize that something is amiss with your children. Author Christian Lander calls it the rage against the 60s, and it permeates the zeitgeist of Generation X. There's a reason Obama calls himself post-60s. So, truth to power, and you're the power. Are you ready to listen? Okay, then. The 60s are over. You lost. First, you lost the war. Congratulations. Vietnam's still a communist country. You destroyed the village and still couldn't save it. And now we're stuck with a bunch of brass who can't get over the fact that they lost Nam. Their impotence compels them to enter war after war to replenish their lost youth. Thanks a lot. And hippies, don't get smug. Your painted faces and flag burning didn't stop the war. The U.S. got defeated by the Viet Cong, not the Grateful Dead. And you know it. The Civil Rights Movement? Schools are just as segregated today as they were in the 60s. Women's lib? How about still only 75 cents to a dollar, ladies? You pushed? I respect that. But then you stopped. You capitulated under the weight of it all. And frankly, you gave up and sold out. That's one of the many reasons I'm sick and tired of this romantic nostalgia for the hippie. You allow the capitalists you railed against to co-op your culture for minivan commercials. No wonder you ran to Eastern mysticism and materialism after your summer of love. Fill the void, kids. Fill the voids. And oh yeah, thanks for the drugs. Before college, I hitchhiked to San Francisco from my home in Ohio. Freedom, a girl out there with love in her eye and a flower in her hair, all that kind of stuff you taught me. I was idealistic, earnest, and ready for my debut. But along the way, something happened. No, I didn't get pummeled or busted. Something much, much worse happened. I met you. I met you over and over and over and over again in your BMWs with a leather interior. You were mostly male, successful, balding with that cute little ponytail. You were always alone and ready to talk, ready to fill me with your hippie stories of drugs and sex and putting your middle finger up to the man. God, to hold her again, joint in my hand, hear Jerry and the boys playing Dark Star. Son, those were the days. Your sadness and guilt filled each car with a thick smell of sulfur. By the time I made it to California with an aching in my heart, you were ready to pass the torch. I was ready to scream at the audacity of your self-centeredness. I'm a Gen Xer. I majored in peace studies. After college, I moved to Europe as an anti-nuke activist. I was meant to follow in your footsteps. It took me years to realize you didn't leave me any. Look, I'm sorry about the Kennedys, but that was before I was born, folks, and I'm almost 40. I think it's time for y'all to move on. But don't fret, I got a suggestion. Two of them, actually. Quit living in the past and get the hell out of our way. You compromised, and then you romanticized your past. You're busy celebrating your youth when you should be ashamed of yourselves. You left us with a legacy of materialism and cynicism. And you know what? We don't appreciate it one bit. Enjoy your retirement. You failed.
Charles Monroe Kane is a producer for To the Best of Our Knowledge.